Chapter 1. Lessons from the Beat. They told me a lot of things before my first night on the job, but one line stuck. Kid, this job's like an overflowing toilet. You're not fixing it. You're just trying to keep the shit from pouring onto the floor. That was one of the first pieces of honesty I ever got about the job. Not inspirational, not dramatic, just true. The calls never stopped. The chaos never paused. The overtime wasn't heroic, it was survival. The job wasn't designed to be completely handled, only managed well enough to keep from drowning in it. What the academy never said, what only the old school guys said, was that the job itself had a pulse, a rhythm, a personality. If you were smart, you learned about it early, instead of letting it slap you around for your first 5 years. Pops waved me in on my first tour, the way seasoned guys did when they were about to give you something you needed, but didn't yet understand. He didn't lecture. He didn't posture. He didn't test me. He just laid out the basics the way someone would throw you a life jacket. Head on a swivel. Watch hands. Don't stand in front of doors. And don't ever trust the first version of a story. That was the job. Everything else was noise. The gun belt, the radio traffic, the uniform pride, the TV show image. None of that mattered. What mattered was staying alive, staying sharp, and not letting complacency creep into your bones. Complacency didn't whisper, it ambushed you. And Pops didn't sugarcoat it. He told me straight, "This job punishes the lazy and buries the distracted." He wasn't wrong. Most of the job wasn't action. It was repetition. Showing up to the same address for the same argument between the same two people who swore this time was different. Writing the same report with only the names swapped out. Watching people create their own disasters and then scream for help when the thing they built finally collapsed on them. But those early tours were where I learned something that stuck with me forever. Your survival depends on the small habits nobody respects until they save your life. Keeping your back off the wall, scanning every room twice, spotting the guy who's too calm, knowing when a silence is dangerous, never ignoring the hairs standing up on your neck. These habits were everything. Pops didn't just teach me how to police, he taught me how to see. And once you learn to see, you never unsee.